Gemara Erubin has been sponsored by Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife Celia for their success, for their children's success, health, happiness, beracha, parnasa, v'hatzlacha, bechol ma'aseh yedehem. Daf Yod. Today's daf has been sponsored by Anonymous. In honor of Isabella Bat Malka, actually for Refuah Shelema, and for Rachel Bat Miriam, and all Chole Amo Yisrael. Inna Refana Lahem, Betoch She'ar Chole Amo Yisrael, Amen. Also in memory of Sarah Bat Libo. Today's daf is being studied by Le'ilu Nishmat Hacham Baruch Rafael Ben Miriam, and Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Aiden, Amen. We are holding on Tet Amud Bet, and we are on the bottom line. Let's review where we are holding. We are discussing a principle in the Gemara of a lechi that is nid'it bebachutz v'shaveh mebifnim. That is a side post that can only be seen from the outside, but cannot be seen from the inside. For example, you have a lechi on a mavui. Inside the mavui, the lechi is not noticeable, but if you stand on the outside of it, it is noticeable. So it's lechi hanir'eh mibachutz, ve'enu nir'eh, or it's v'shaveh mibifnim, right? And it's flush inside where you can't see it. So there we actually had different opinions. Rav Chiya, which was quoted in the Braita, and as well as Rava Barav Huna, both said that such a lechi is permissible. It is matir the mavui. The Gemara then brought a Mishnah, where you have a Hatser Gedola that's opened up into a Hatser Ketana. The picture of that was in our books, number 69. We see the Hatser Ketana is open into the Hatser Ketana. The Mishnah says you can carry in the Gedola, but the people in the Ketana cannot carry. The understanding that we think at this point is the Gedolah can carry because the side posts that are coming out of the wall are visible to them. As we see in the picture, right, it's not totally flush open into the Hatser Ketana. There is side posts. And since those side posts are visible, the Hatser Ketana is legal for them to carry. Well then, if that's true, according to Rav Chiya at least, and as well as Rabbah Bar Rav Huna, it should be permissible for the people in the Ketana to carry as well, because this is a classical case of a lechi that's nir'it mibachutz v'shaveh mibifnim, and they hold it's okay. So to answer that, the Gemara gave two answers. It gave the answer of Rabbi Zera and Ravina. To see that in your picture books, it's picture number 70 and 71. Picture number 70 was talking about where these were not regular side posts. Actually, the walls of the Hatser Ketana extended into the Gedola and covered on the side, covered these shoulders that were coming out of the wall. And therefore, in this case, it's not going to matir the Hatser Ketana. When did they say that the Hatser Ketana is okay? When they're exposed. Meaning, when they're totally exposed to the Hatser Gedola, then the Hatser Ketana is also okay. But this case is not totally exposed. The walls are covering them on the side, and therefore, even Rav Chiya will say that the Hatser Ketana you cannot carry. That was Rabbi Zera's answer. Ravina, picture number 71, where again you have the walls that are coming out on the side. But we understood, as the Gemara told us, the Hatser Gedola was an amma wider than the Ketana. An amma is 60 fachim. However, it wasn't set up straight, meaning it wasn't that you had three tefachim on one side overlapping and three tefachim on the other side. That would be if it was centered. Ravina says it was off-center, meaning on one side you had four tefachim and on the other side you had two tefachim. That made up the extra amma of the Hatser Gedola over the Hatser Ketana. If you see in your picture, one side, it's two tefachim, on the left side actually, according to the picture, and on the right side, you have four tefachim of wall, right? That's surrounded, that's covered by that wall that is jutting out. Now we have a rule. Anything that's less than three tefachim, we hold of the rule of lavud. And therefore, on the side of the two tefachim, it would be considered a legal post, because using the principle of lavud, as opposed to the one on the other side, it's too big, and therefore the wall is too far away, or the side is four tefachim wide, which you cannot use the rule of lavud, and therefore in such a case, we're going to say that in the chatzer ketana, you're not allowed to carry, which means only when you have regular posts, let's say, that are within three tefachim, then already you say you can carry into the ketana. But in this case, you cannot. So comes the Gemara and says, Velema lavud miruach achad v'tishteri. So the Gemara asks the obvious question. So one side is good, which is the side that is two tefachim away. You can use the principle of lavud. Mm-hmm. All you need is one post. And therefore, if it's good enough for the chatzer gedola, it should be good enough also for the chatzer ketana. So the Gemara says, Rabbi, the author of that Mishnah of the chatzer gedola ketana is actually Rabbi. The Amar Ba'inan Shne Pasim. He holds to matira chatzer, you actually need two posts. If you look in your picture books, that would be picture number 72, where you see a chatzer and you have two posts on the side. And therefore, in this case over here, you only have one post, because the side that's 4 to 5 away is not considered a post. Detanya, because we have a braita. Chatzer niteret bepas achat. Tanakama says that a chatzer is permissible if it just has one post. Rabbi Omer b'shne pasim. But Rabbi says, no, it indeed needs two. So therefore, we're going to have to say that that Mishnah is following the opinion of Rabbi, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Gemara says, Hai Mai, what is being said over here? I amar b'shlama. If you want to say, if you want to go according to the opinions that say that when it can only be seen on the outside, the lechi, it does not speak, it's not considered a good lechi for the inside, which is eno nidon mishum lechi, then that Mishnah of the Hatzir Gedolah Ketana is very understandable. You can carry in the Hatzir Gedolah because you have the two posts on the side, as we'll explain now, and the Hatzir Ketana, since you cannot see the posts from that side, is going to be Asur. And therefore you don't have to come on to any answers, not of Rabbi Zera or Ravina, because you could just say it's a regular case where there's two legal size posts on the Gedolah side. They're seen from the Gedolah side, but they're not seen on the Ketana side, and therefore the Mishnah is very clear. You cannot carry in the Ketana because of the rule of Lehi. That's Nid'em Mibachutz V'Shaveh Mibifnim Eno Lehi. And therefore the Gemara continues, V'Rabbi Savar Laki Rabbi Yoseh. And I can say Rabbi, who is the author of that Mishnah, also holds of Rabbi Yoseh. What does Rabbi Yoseh say? Rabbi Yoseh's opinion is that each side post has to be at least 3 tefachim. Also, it's very good. We said that the Hatzer Gedolah was one Amma bigger than the Ketana. One Amma translates to 6 tefachim. And I could say that it wasn't off-centered, like Ravina said. I could say it was perfectly centered. You have 3 tefachim of side post on one side, and 3 tefachim of side post on the other side. And therefore, there are two posts. According to them, you need two legal posts, and you have the 3 tefachim minimum measurement of them. And therefore the Gedolah is mutar because they are visible, and the Ketana is going to be Asura because they're not visible. V'derabi Zera u'drabina leta. And I don't need to come on to the answers of Rabbi Zera and Ravina. Mishum ha'achi. And therefore Ketana be'esir v'gedolah be'hatasre. And I also know why the Gemara had to say that the Ketana was 10 and the Gedolah had to be 11. Because I need 6 tefachim. I need to make each post at least 3 tefachim, because Rabbi is following the opinion of Rabbi Yosef that says the minimum size of the post is 3 tefachim. Mishum de Rabbi Samalak and Rabbi Yosef. So therefore, this way of understanding makes the Mishnah of Chatzer very, very clear. But if you say that when you have a lehi on the outside, and it can only be seen from the outside, but it doesn't matter, it's still matir, the chatzer on the other side that cannot see it, meaning, and therefore the chatzer ketana should be permissible. Oh, but we read in the Mishnah it's not. So then you have to come on to the answers of Rabbi Zera and Rabbi Na, to say why it's different. And the Gemara says, Ud Rabbi Zera, Ud Rabbi Na Ita. And you're going to have to say those answers. The Rabbi lo savar like Rabbi Yosef. And now you have to say that Rabbi does not hold like Rabbi Yosef, because the answer of Rabbi Na was what? On one side you have two tefahim. And two tefahim, according to Rabbi Yosef, is not large enough to be considered a pass, a side post. Yeah. Therefore, according to that side of understanding, you have to say that B does not subscribe to the B or says understanding. Therefore, he's matir a post even less than three. So he says, if that's the case, gedola ba'hatase lamali. Why then do they have to establish that the larger mavui is one amma bigger, meaning 11 amot? Why do they have to go that far? Mimma nafshach. No matter what side you look at it, it could have been either more than 11 or less than 11, but you did not have to make it 11. Why? If the whole reason why you made it 11 is in order because you needed posts for the Gedolah, so it says, with 10 amot plus 2 tefahim would have been enough. Because since we're not giving a minimum measurement for the posts, so each post can even be a tefah. So if you're looking at it from the Gedolah side, keep it 10. Oh, well, you want to make two posts on the side? Well, since the B is not holding like the B Yosef, just add two tefachim. One tefach on one side, one tefach on the other side. Now already your gedola is mutar. The il misra leketana ka'ate. Oh, but if you're coming to tell me, no, you know why you need six tefachim? Meaning 10 amot, 11 amah, meaning 10 amah plus an additional amah, which is six tefachim, in order to tell me why the ketana is asur. Because we want to say the case is talking about where on one side it was two tefahim and the other side it was four tefahim, where you cannot say the principle of lavud, and that's why you needed to add six in order to make a case of two on one side and four on the other side. That's why the kitana is not permissible. Lashmirinan demaflige tuva. You could have gave me even then, or you should have gave me even more than one amma bigger. Right. Why? Because in the shiur of one amma, which is six tefahim, true, you can configure it four on one side and two on the other side, but it's also possible to configure it three and three. And therefore it would be good for the Hasel Ketana. So why give us a number that has a way to be learnt
both ways,
which means three and three, which is a problem. Therefore, to avoid that misconfusion, just give me a larger number where it's obvious on one side you'll have less than three tefahim, on the other side you're going to have more than three tefahim. So therefore the Gemara says, because of these questions, must be that understanding of that a lechay that can only be seen on one side is good for the other side, that must not be the halakha. Because to learn that way makes the understanding of this Mishnah of Hasid difficult based on the questions we just said. So the Gemara says, Ela lav shma amina, we must learn, Nir'eh mebachutz v'shaveh mebifnim, eno nidon mishum lechi shma amina. Therefore, must be the halakha is that it's eno nidon mishum lechi, because it can only be seen on one side. Therefore, the Hatzir Ketanah is asura, because it cannot be seen on that side. The reason why you had to say it's an amma bigger is in order to make three tefahim on each side, in order to matir the gedola, because the B is following the opinion of the B Yosef, and everything works out. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, Lo shami ali hashma teta. Earlier on Tet Amud Bet, we learned the statement in the name of Rabba Bar Avuna. He said that a lechi that's an e mibachutz, that is shaveh mibifnim, he says, is considered a lechi. So Rabbi Yosef said, I never heard that in the name of Rav Huna. Rabba was quoting his father, Rav Huna. Rabbi Yosef says, I never heard Rav Huna say that. Amar le'abaye at amart nihalam. So what do you mean, Rabbi Yosef? You told it to us in the name of Rav Huna. The aha amart nihalam. And this is the context that you told it to us. The amar Rami bar Abba amar Rav Huna. Because we have a statement of Rami bar Abba in the name of Rav Huna. Lechi ha-moshech im dofno shel mavui. You have a lechi that is flush against the side post of the mavui. That is actually picture 73. Number
73.
73. You see over here, you have the mavui, the walls of it, and you're taking the mavui on its narrow side, and you're lining it up to its length,
the lehi,
and it's going protruding into the shoot and a beam. So the statement was, if you have a lehi ha-moshech, the lehi is drawn out, im dofno, against the wall, right, of the mavui, shel mavui pachot medal amot, if it extends out into the reshut harim less than 4 amot, nidon mishum lehi, then it has a status of a side post, umishtamesh im chodo apenimi. Then you're allowed to carry in the mavui up to the inner point of that lehi. Meaning, according to the picture, as you see, you're allowed to carry actually up to the border of the mavui and the reshut harim, which is by the inner point of the lehi. However, dalit amot, if it's 4 amot extending out into the reshut harim, nidon mishum mavui. So now already that space is considered like a mavui itself. The asudish tamish bikuno, meaning if this side post is that long, 4 amot, and we learned earlier that according to one opinion, the minimum size of a legal mavui is 4 amot. So this now loses its status. The a side post loses its status of a lehi, and now it becomes the wall of a mavui. And therefore, since it becomes the wall of a mavui, because it's enclosing an area of 4 amot, so it cannot serve as the lehi for the entire mavui. It's going to need its own adjustment. Mm. So it makes a difference. If it's less than 4 amot, it's considered a lehi. More than 4 amot, it's not considered a lehi. Now, when we made that statement, Rabbi Yosef reacted and said, "Ve'at amar tan ala," and you said regarding this, "Shmach mina tlat." We learned from this case three halachot. Shmach mina ben lehayin asur. First, we learned the principle that we learned on the earlier daf, that what? To carry in between the lehi is asur. Meaning, as the Gemara said, you can only carry from the inner point of the lehi and beyond, and behind. However, you cannot carry in the space between the lehi. That's the first thing. Vishmach mina, the second thing you learn is, meshich mavui barba. You learn that the minimum length of a mavui is 4 amot, because that was the cutoff point of your side post. If it's 4 amot, then you said it's no longer a lehi, it's a din of a wall of a mavui, implying that the minimum size of the mavui is 4 amot. Vishmach mina, and here's the proof, nireh mibachutz vishaveh mibifnim nidon mishum lehi. That in a case where the lehi can only be seen on the outside and cannot be seen on the inside, it is still kosher for the inside. Exactly in this case. This case over here, the people on the inside of the mavui cannot see this lehi, because it's straight, it's like an extension to one of its walls. However, the people on the outside do see it. So from here you learn that what? That the lehi can only be seen on the outside and cannot be seen on the inside, it's still considered a lehi. So therefore, Rav Yosef actually reacted when he heard Rav Huna's statement and said that that is one of the teachings of Rav Huna. So therefore, Abaye said, what do you mean? You're saying you never heard it in Rav Huna's name. You were the one that told it to us. The Gemara concludes, what is the bottom line halakha? Meaning, indeed we say that if it can only be seen from the outside and not on the inside, still it is considered a lehi. So the Gemara says, you just a moment ago refuted this opinion because it didn't fit in with the Mishnah by Hatzer, Gedola, and Ketana. And you concluded and said, Shmach mina, that what? Eno nidon mishum lehi. And right after you tiyufta, you come along and say, but hilcheta is, it is nidon mishum lehi. So the Gemara says, in mishum detani rabbi hiya kevate. Since I have a braita of rabbi hiya that clearly said that it is nidon mishum lehi. So you're right, you had a problem with the Mishnah, doesn't work out, but bottom line, I have a Tanayic statement that says, it is nidon mishum lehi. Therefore, I'm going to take the braita of Rav Hiya, and I could say it's a machloket amongst the Tanaim, and if I can be posek like Rav Hiya. Comes the Gemara and continues, V'arachav me'esir yima'et. We said in the Mishnah that if you have a mavui that is wider than 10 amot, right? Very wide, so you have to narrow it. Amar Abaye, Tana, we have a braita. V'arachav me'esir, if it's wider than 10 amot, yima'et. Because that's not considered a petach anymore, that's considered a pirsa. That's considered a breach. And you cannot adjust a breach. Rabbi Yehuda omer, eno sarich lema'et. And Rabbi Yehuda, at least in the braita, holds, eno sarich lema'et, that you can have a mavui that's even wider than 10. You don't have to minimize it. Va'ad kama, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, how wide can a mavui be? Savar rav ahi kamed rav Yosef lememar, Ad 13 amah v'shlish. he thought to say the maximum according to Yehuda would be 13 1/3 amma. Where did he get this arbitrary number from? It is a kavahomer from the rule of pasei biraot. Let's look at picture number 74 and we'll learn the din of pasei biraot. You see in the middle of the picture you have a well. The well over here is a reshut yahid. Now, the area around it is a reshut rabim. So a guy wants to get water for his animals on Shabbat, but there's no way he can draw from the water into the reshut rabim because it's taken from a private domain into a public domain. So the halakha says you're allowed to make what's called pasei biraot, meaning you put these four adjustments, right, around the well, either like L-shaped, right-angle-shaped adjustments, and you just put them on the corners, and in between, the space in between each one is 13 1/3 amah. That's the space between each one of these four pasei biraot. So the Gemara is going to make a kal vachomer. If I'm allowed to have 13 1/3 amah by pasei biraot, this is considered now an enclosed area. I mean, we imagine this now to be a reshut hayahid. And if I can take from the water into this area over there, and you have no problem. So he's going to say, if 13 1/3 amah works by pasei biraot, kal vachomer, it should work by a mavui. What's the kal vachomer? So the Gemara says, uma pasei biraot. And what by pasei biraot shetarta b'hem parutz miruba la'omed? We have the rule over here. Obviously, you're allowed to have more airspace than wall, because in this case over here, it's clear the airspace is much larger than the wall. Parutz is more than the omed. Lo itarta ben yotem ishtoshesama, and still you only gave the maximum amount of space of 13 1/3 ushlish and a third. Mavui, when it comes to mavui, shelo etartabo parutz meruba la'omed. By a mavui, we don't allow you to have parutz meruba la'omed, meaning on a mavui you need to have three actual walls, right? You can have you need to have three walls on the front wall. You're able to make a lehi, and you need, which means you need to have. We're not lenient on that. Enodin shelo tatirbo yotem shoshe ama v'shlish. Shouldn't it be that we're not going to be matir more than 13 1/3? Which means if by the kal, by pasei, which is the kal, where we let you even have parutz meruba la'omed, and the maximum we let you go is 13 1/3. So over here by mavui, where we don't let you go parutz meruba la'omed, you have to have actual three solid walls. So kol shekin, we're not going to let you go on the third wall more than 13 1/3. So the Gemara says, on the contrary, v'han notin it. On the contrary, the opposite, because of that. Pasei biraot shetarta ben parutz meruba la'omed. Since we have such a leniency by pasei biraot, where we let you have more open space than actual wall, lo tatir ben yotem shoshe amah ushlish. That's why we gave you a maximum to 13 1/3. But mavui shelo itarta bo parutz meruba la'omed tatir bo yoter me shoshe amot v'shlish. I can tell you that, you know, maybe by a mavui, where already, you know, already you have a lot of walls, or maybe so therefore on the open side, I'll let you even have more. Meaning maybe the only reason why we're mahmir by a pasim, you don't have 13 1/3, is because we're mekel, that you can have parus with all the omid. So if we're mahmir, you got to have 13 1/3. And this we're going to be strict. But by mavui, we're already strict that you need more actual walls, so maybe you can even go on the open side even more than 13 1/3. You have no proof. Inam, I can say the other way. Le'idah gisa pasei biraot da'akilat bi'uhad kula akil bi'ukula harina mavui klal klalo. Or I could tell you, listen, by the pasei biraot already we have one leniency. That what? That we say parutz meruba al'omed. So once you already have one leniency, I'll give you the other leniency. You can also go with 13 1/3. However, pasei by mavui, where you don't have the leniency, so I'll tell you, maybe you cannot have any breach at all. Now, of course, it doesn't mean you cannot have any breach at all, because we know, even according to Hakamim, you're allowed to have 10. Because the question is, you know, according to the Buddha, more than 10. The point is, if you're going to learn from pasei bida'ot, I could argue that maybe you shouldn't have a breach at all. Because I'll tell you, the only reason why we let you have a breach over here is because we have all kulot over here. But she'enken, in mavui, we don't have kulot. You have to have walls. Maybe even less than 10 is considered a breach. Therefore, obviously, we're not learning from pasei biraot to how much Rabbi Yehuda will say you can go above 10 and it's still considered a petah. So the Gemara's proof is rejected. Comes the Gemara and continues. So again, I'll just read that inside. Ina meleida kisa pasibiro da akilat bu had kula. Since by pasibiro you were lenient in one leniency, meaning parutz mirvala omed akilu bakula hayinas. We have another leniency also. You can even go 13 and the third ama. However, mavui, I'll tell you klal klalo. But mavui, we have no leniencies. Maybe I'll tell you even less than 10, and therefore you cannot learn from pasibiro on tani levi. We have a case mavui shura had aslim ama. You have a mavui that is 20 amma wide. Picture number 75. It's 20 amma wide. Obviously, it's double the legal width according to Hakamim. How do you fix it? Noetz kaneb imsaito. Just put a pole right down the middle. The pole is 10 tefachim, and it splits it. Videyo. That's enough. So now you have 10 on one side, 10 on the other side. Just to put two lehis, because like two entrances, and you no problem. Tani la. Who tani la? He stated the deen. Vehu amar la, and then he said the en alacha ke otah mishnah. But alacha does not follow that braita. Now, ikadami. Some say amar Shmuel mishme de Levi. Some say in the name of Shmuel, in the name of Levi, en alacha ke otah mishnah. Why? Because we have a rule over here, as she says in the bottom line, the ate avira dahigisa udhagisa umbatele lekane. This kane over here becomes nullified. This divider becomes nullified from the open space on this side and the open space on that side. The air space on both sides has the ability to nullify this as if it is not there. Avir on Haigisa on this side and Avir on Haigisa is Mibatir. So therefore this is not going to be the adjustment. So we're back to the question. If you have a Mavu that's 20 Amma wide, how do you fix it? So the Gemara says, Ela Hechi Abid, how do you fix it? Amar Shmuel Meshemeh de Levi, Ose Pas Gavoa Asara Bemeshich Arba Amot. You make a pass, let's say a beam, let's say, that's 10 Tefachim high, that goes back 4 Amot into the Mavui itself. So this is now not a pole anymore. This is more like a wall, as you see in picture number 76. Right? It's 10 high and it goes back 4 amot. Uma'amido le'orko shel mavui. And you put it in the right in the center of the mavui according to the orich to its length. Right in the middle. Now you have 4 amot. So therefore that's the size of a minimum mavui. So now you have 10 amma on one side, and you have 10 amma on the other side. How come you don't say the air is going to come to mevatelin on both sides? Because this already is a wall. It's not just a pole. Now it's already significant. No, this is you have less than 10. Yeah, good. That's all I want to say. You have less than 10 on. Well, so you're the top Rashi. Umamido l'orko shel mavui be'emsa petah dekevan d'ika echsher mavui be'orko shel pas. Since you have the shi'ur of the minimum size of mavui in the past, meaning you have 4 amot long. So now it's like you have 2 mivuot. Which means now they have 2 mivuot. One on one side, 2 actual mivuot. This is one mavui on the right side, this is another mavui on the other side, because this is 4 amot long. Mm-hmm. And we know the minimum shoot of a mavui according to one rabbi is 4 amot. So that's one way of adjusting it. Ken Rav Yehuda, the amount of Yehuda, mavui should have 15 amma. If you have a mavui that is 15 amma wide, marhik shte amot, go 2 amot off the wall, the ose pass shilusha amot, and make a pass, a board, let's say, that is 3 amot. Now, what are you gaining? Look at the picture number 77. Go off the wall 2 amot, okay? So now you have a board that is 3 amot. Now, we're going to consider this omed your term in a parutz, meaning when you have more board than you have airspace, so we consider those two as if it is filled in. So therefore now you have 5, right, that's covered up, and you're left with now 10. So one of the ways you can kosher the mavui is put a board of 3-2 away from the wall. Let's read Rashi. Marhik shte amot, third line, min hakotel umatchil la'asot sham pas ve'oseu mishalosh amot listom ha'petach ve'nimsu hamesh amot elu stumot. Those 5 amot are considered closed. Sheparatzta shte amot, shepirtzat shte amot niteret be'omed miruba alehen. The 2 amot become closed from the 3 amot of pass that is next to it. Now let's say if it was 20, so Yaaseh Ken, do the same thing. After Tzad Sheni, you can do it the same thing to the other side. Look at picture number 78. You see, when it's 20 amma, you can have 2 and 3 on one side, and 2 and 3 on the other side, and that'll shave off 10 amot, and you have 10. Or Yaaseh pas shish amot v'yachik dalet amot. Or like in picture number 79, go 4 amot off the wall and make a pass of 6, and therefore that'll give you 10, and therefore you're left with 10. So that she gives you the Gemara's case of 15, and then he gives you two options how to adjust a 20. Comes the Gemara and continues, V'amai, why did Rav Yehuda tell us to do it this way, where you leave 2 and then put a pass of 3? Yaaseh pas amma umehsa v'yarchik shte amot v'yaaseh pas amma umehsa. Picture number 780. Against the wall, going across, make a pass of 1.5. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. Then leave 2 amot, and then make another pass of 1.5. Altogether, you have 5.
So
you love the 10. Right? Why didn't he suggest this option? Now, what's the problem with this option over here? Shma mina, I'll tell you why I didn't choose this option. You know why? Omed meruba ala parutz mishte ruchot lo havi omed. Which means in this case over here, the airspace, right, is being surrounded by two boards. In such a case, we don't say that since you have majority board, that it overpowers the airspace. You only say it in the case where what? Where let's say the 3 amma was next to the side of the wall. So that already is considered 1. However, when you're trying to get majority board on two sides of airspace, that is not going to work. He must hold that. Again, he must hold Shema Amina Omid Miruba La Parutz Mishter Ruchot from two sides. Lo Havi Omid. And that's why he did not choose that case. Let's read Rashi inside. Yaaseh Pas Amma Umehsa. See Rashi? Yaaseh Pas Amma Umehsa. The Pe'a Etzla Kote. Right? Next to the wall. V'yarchik Bet Amot. Yaaseh Pas Amma Umehsa. It's Etzel Petah. Gadol, v'kevan de lo shalit lebachin. Since you did not allow this, mishum de parutz miruba ala omed, because it's going to be considered more parutz than omed, because the parutz is 2. Your omed on each side is 1.5. We don't combine the 1.5s to make it 3 against 2. We look at it as if you have 2 against 1.5. They don't combine. The parutz ala omed should be kan, v'ala omed should be kan. When you look at it on each side, unless you join them together, we learn from him, the fact that you didn't combine them, when it's on two sides, you look at each one individually, 1.5 against 2. 1.5 against 2. Then himself parut sabala betelo. Then himself pita rahab me'esed. Now once you do that, so now already you have more paruts, and then you can have more than 10. Because in this case over here, altogether it was 15. Right? And you have the paruts is 2. When you take away this 1.5, because we're going to say the paruts overtakes it, right? Because it's next to it, so therefore you have 16 already amot. You go back to the 15 amot. You're not going to have the shiur. So as opposed to the first case where we had a board of 3 next to an airspace of 2, so the 3 airspace will overpower the airspace of 2. Here, if you look at each individual board, it's 1.5 against the airspace of 2. There, we don't say that we're going to say it's omed mirubala, but you're going to have to take both boards that are around the airspace. So from the fact that the Mu'dad did not bring this case, must be, he doesn't hold up such a case of Omed Mirbala Parutz. So the Gemara says no. Gemara says, Lo, Havi Omed. Le'olam Emalach Havi Omed. Really, I could tell you normally it's considered omed, which means even though each one individually is less than the airspace, but combined it over, it's more, it's considered okay. Veshani hacha ve'ate avira dehaygisa ve'avira dehaygisa umibatele. Problem is over here is you have airspace on both sides, which means this 1.5, let's say, has an airspace of 2 on one side and an airspace of 10 on the other side. So when it's surrounded by two airspaces, the airspace is mivatelet. So, which means, lo yitzray, you didn't have a case where it was surrounded by an airspace. In the chanami, you could take the two to overpower the space in the middle. The 1.5 and the 1.5 will go against the 2. We have 3 against 2. But here, since it's surrounded by airspace on the other side, meaning on the wide space of the mavui, so therefore the avir on both sides, meaning the 2 and the 10, is going to mevatel the middle one. That's she. Le'olam emalach be'alma, in generally, if it wasn't structured like this, where it's amud is standing between two air spaces, it would mevatel the single airspace. Right, the 10. It's going to nullify this pass over here, and therefore, in this case specifically, you don't say it. So comes the Gemara and says, you have another option. Exactly. Via pas amma, via pas amma, via pas amma, via pas amma, which means, like you have in the picture 81, make a pass one, leave an airspace one, make another pass one, leave an airspace one, and make another pass one, which means you have 5. So you took your 15 and you made it into 10. Now, in this case over here, it's 1 for 1. Okay, you're not, you don't, your airspace is exactly the same size as your lehi. So the Gemara says, Shma mina, from the fact that he didn't say this, Omed keparutz asur, must be when it's equal, it doesn't overpower, when it's considered parutz. Meaning, when did he say the airspace turns into wall? When it was 3 against 2. So then the 2 becomes wall. But however, in this case over here, it's 1 to 1. In that case, it's a push. And therefore, you don't say that it's considered omed. You're going to be considering it parutz. And if you consider it parutz, then you did not minimize the mavui. So the Gemara says, le'olam emalach mutar. I can tell you really, when you have a 1 amma and a 1 amma airspace, really, it turns the airspace into omed. Veshaniyaka de ata avira de aigisa udaigisa umivatele. Again, if you look at your third beam is surrounded by air on both sides again. It's got the 10 amma over here, and it's got the amma on the other side. So in this case over here, it's going to umivatele it. However, generally speaking, even 1 for 1 will be considered omed. So the Gemara says, another option. Go to the next option. V'yarchik amma, go an amma off the wall. V'yaseh pas amma u'mehsa, make a pas that's 1.5. V'yarchik amma, then leave another amma. V'yaseh pas amma u'mehsa. That's picture number 4082. Okay, so what are you doing over? You have one airspace. So you got 1.5. So right away, it's not the same as shiur, right? Your pass over, you have more omed than you have parutz. Right? So you solve that issue. And then each one individually can overpower the airspace. 1.5 against 1, 1.5 against 1. Right? You don't even have to mitztaref them, which means each one can overpower the one next to it. And therefore you have omed mirubala parutz, you have 5. So the Gemara says, inachiname, you're right, this would work just as well. Vechulai lo atrichu rabbanan. The rabbis didn't matriach you to do this, so here we have to make 2. Which means they allowed you even to take 1 big one of 3, instead of having to go 1 off the thing, and then put it there, and then go into the amma. It works, But Rabbi is in the Matriyai so much. So the Gemara says, okay, you're telling me that the case of a pass of 3 Amma, and you have 2 Amma airspace, is good for minimizing the Mavui. I'll go back to the original answer, 78. Mm-hmm. We have a problem now. Because now it comes out in your Mavui, you have 2 entrances. You have the main entrance, and then you have the 2 Amma airspace entrance. Now, yeah, but you have 2 entrances.
Yeah, the other side also.
No, and that's the case of 20. So go to picture. Yeah, that can be also. Go to picture 77, where you have the 15 Amma one, where you just have it on one side. Point, you have 2 entrances. Now, when you have a Mavui with 2 entrances now, so this Lehi is not fixing the other entrance. And therefore, the Mavui becomes nullified. You have to make adjustments now on both of them. So the Gemara is going to ask a question now. Velihush, why don't you suspect Dilma Shavik Petharaba? Maybe the people are going to stop going to the big opening, va'il b'fitha zuta, and instead they're going to go through the small opening, and therefore what? Therefore the mavui now has 2 openings, and therefore the adjustment that you put on the big side is mevatel, it doesn't work anymore, and therefore you can't carry the mavui at all. So matna hazaka, we have a hazaka, meaning an understanding, it's clear, in adam maniyah petach gadol v'nichnas bepetach katan. A guy is not going to go to the smaller entrance when he can go to the big entrance. So that little entrance is not mevatel the original petach. So the Gemara asks, umay shinam b'drabi ami b'drabi aser. We learned above that the Amin of Asir said if there was a breach on the side wall of a mavui, they said, if it's less than 3, the breach, we say it's lavu, no problem. But if it's 3 or more, so then we said, it's mevatel the original mavui's entrance in the front. What are you talking about? That's a small entrance. You just told me, hazakah, a guy doesn't walk through the small entrance, he'll walk through the big entrance. So why does the 3 tefach breach on the side wall of the mavui mevatel? It says, because there it's a shortcut. By going to the side, the guy saves walking, saves time. And therefore, it's worth it for him to go through the small entrance to go use that as a shortcut. Here, it's the same entrance, it's the front of the Mavui. He's not saving any distance by walking through the larger hole or the smaller ones. Therefore, he'll go through the larger one. Gemara says, Tenan Hatam, we learned in a Mishnah, Or Ha'asla. Or Asla, that's the last picture, that would be picture number 83. That's like a chair, has leather on top, and there's a hole in the middle. They used to use that in the old days as a potty, but they used to sit on it in order to relieve themselves. So you have the od, the leather of the Asla. Now, the halalo shelo, the whole measurement of the area of the leather on top, including the hole, is a tefach by a tefach. Okay, so the Gemara says, Or ha'asla, the halal shelo, the leather, including its whole, mistarfim betefa. It's mistaref to the shura bay tefa. For what purpose? For the purpose of, let's say you have a kezayit of basar, of a met, underneath this asla. The law is that a kezayit of a met is metameh be'ohel. Okay? But you need to have at least a tefah on top. So let's say you have a kezayit of mit under this chair, okay? And you have a keli also. Now that keli is now under the same roof as a kezayit of a mit. That keli will become tameh as well. Even though technically it's not a full sheet of a tefah, there's a hole. Mm-hmm. But we're telling you that so long as the area is a tefah on the extremities, it's a tefah by a tefah, so you include the hole in the leather as well for the shirud. So the Gemara says, "My Ora Asla." What is this Ora Asla? What is the Gemara wants to know? What is it? So Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Bar Yochanan Or Kisui Shel Bet Kiseh. So he tells us what it is. Is the covering that they used to sit on for the Bet Kiseh that has a hole in it? So the Gemara says, "Vekama." How big is the hole? I mean, we know the whole area is a tefa by a tefa, but how big is the hole itself? So the Gemara says, "Ki atar avdimi." When avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar, he said, "Etzba'ayim mikan, the etzba'ayim mikan, the etzba'ayim revach be'emsa." Meaning, Look at the chair. You have two fingers from the end to the beginning of the hole on one side, two fingers from the end to the beginning of the hole on the other side, and two fingers worth of hole, of the length of the hole. So altogether it is six fingers. Go across. Two, two, two. Right? From the end to the hole, two etzba'ot. From the whole beginning to the whole end, two. From the end of the hole to the end of the chair, another two. So it is six etzba'ot. Six etzba'ot is the shiur of a tefah. Very good. Gemara continues. Ki ata Ravin, when Ravin came along, Amar, etzba umechsa mikan, the etzba umechsa mikan, the etzba revach beemsa. He came along and said, no, it's one and a half, one and one and a half, which means altogether you have four. So he gave a different shiur. Again, it's one and a half, the hole itself is one, and then on the other side, from the end of the hole to the end of the chair is one and a half. So that is four. Oh, so wait, so Gemara says, Amar le'abaye, le'ravdimi. So Abaye tells Ravdimi, mi palgitu? Are you arguing? Which is, he's, one rabbi says, Ravdimi said six. Abaye came along and said
four.
So Abaye comes along and says, is there an argument over here? So he comes along and says, because the argument is between Ravdimi and Ravin. Let's get the names. Ravdimi said six, Ravin said four. So Abaye says, Ravdimi, are you arguing? So Amale, no, no, not necessarily an argument. We both agree it's a tefah. Ha de rabrebata, ha bezutreta. It depends what finger you're using to measure the tefah. If you're using the regular finger, let's say, so it's six of them. If you use your thumb, it's four of them. So basically we're saying the same thing, it's just how do you judge your tefah. So the Gemara says, velo, velo pedigin. And therefore we're not arguing. Amale, so Abaye says, le'aye paligitu. He says, no, no, no. There is an argument here. There is an argument. We agreed maybe on the tefah part you're not arguing, but the way you configure it comes out a big argument. What? Uba'omed meruba ala parutz mishteruchot palgitu. Which means the argument is when you have omed meruba ala parutz from both sides, which means according to one opinion it's two, two, two. It's even across. According to another opinion it's one and a half, one and a half, and one. So he says, that's going to make a nafka mina in the deen of omed meruba ala parutz. When you have omed meruba, meaning you have more omed, more wall, or more leather in this case, than parutz, than hole, on two sides, meaning ledidach, according to you, meaning according to you, ravdimi, that you said two, 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 havi omed mishteruchot. Which means on the both sides you have two amot, two etzba'ot, right? And two etzba'ot, it's equal to the amount of airspace in the middle itself. However, l'ravin, according to Ravin, miruach achat havi omed. According to Ravin, it's one and a half, one, one and a half, right? And therefore the two sides are more than the hole. Actual hole itself. Mishteruchot lo have omed. But on both sides it's not considered omed. Which means the Gemara is saying like this, that there is indeed a machloket between Ravdimi and Ravin. Not only in the way they're configuring the tefah, which is one is going with etzba'ot and therefore says it is six, and one is going with the gudal, the thumb, and says it's four. But the way they configure the measurements, meaning Ravdimi that says it's two of leather, and then two of airspace, and then two of leather. So that's already a very significant hidush that he's telling us. He's telling us that since both sides, meaning the two sides of leather equals four, so you have omed meruba ala parutz, and therefore, since both sides overpower the airspace is considered as if it is closed. So that teaches us a Hiddush, that you're allowed to combine both sides of Amud in order to go against the Parutz. Because if you're just going to take one side, it's equal. It's two of leather and two of airspace. So you're going to need both sides to be Omed, Mirubah, la Parutz. So that's going to be his Shita. Whereas Ravin says that it's 1.5 leather, 1 airspace, 1.5. Each individual side overpowers the center, the airspace. Because he holds, you can't overpower with both sides. Each side has to be greater. Each side of Omed has to be greater than the side of Parutz. So therefore there is a Mahloket that comes out. So let's read that inside again. Gemara says, Amar le'ayeh. Abayeh said, no, in truth, paliktu. There is an argument between Ravdimi and Ravin. Ube'omed meruba ala parutz mishteruchot paligitu. And the argument is, do you say omed meruba ala parutz when you need to calculate both sides against the airspace? Nedidach, according to you, Ravdimi, havi omed mishteruchot. You do allow to calculate the two sides of Omed in order to go overpower the center, because the two sides would be four Tefachim or four Etzbaot, and that goes against the majority in the center, which is two. However, Leravin Miruach Ahat Havi Omed Mishteruchot Lo Havi Omed. He will say that only from one side you can go knock out the parutz, because the one side is 1.5, 1.5. It goes against the center, which is 1. So specifically, he configured it like that, because you need each individual side to be more than the center, more than the parutz, exactly. Whereas according to Ravdimi, no, the two, one side is equal, so you need both sides to be more omed than parutz. So the Gemara says, the isal kadatach lo paligitu. If you want to say that they're not arguing on this point, so then, which means that everybody agrees that what, that you can calculate both sides to go against the parutz. So the Gemara says that Ravin should have said a different case. Ravin should have said, Itzba v'shalish mikan, v'itzba v'shalish mikan, v'itzba v'shalish revar b'emsa. Which means Ravin could have also configured it all the spaces equal, 1.3, 1.3, and 1.3. It still comes out to the same 4. And therefore, from the fact that he didn't say that case, and he went out of his way to say that the leather spaces are 1.5, because he wanted to make them more than the airspace, because he holds that you cannot combine both sides against the airspace, you can only combine one, each side has to be greater. Because if he didn't want to convey that, he could have made them all equal. Right, and therefore the 2, 2, 2 of Ravdimi would be 1.3, 1.3, 1.3 of Ravin. The fact that he didn't say that must be it's coming to teach us what that he holds, that even one, each individual side must be greater than the airspace. So the Gemara says, Ve'el amai pereginan. So what do you want to say? That there is indeed an argument between Ravdimi and Ravin? Lididi, so Ravdimi says, then I could have said a different case. Hachi iv'eli limemar. I could have said a different case, and I should have said a different case. Which case? Etzba v'shnei shlishim mikan, ve'etzba v'shesh v'shnei shlishim mikan, ve'etzba'ayim u'shnei shlishim revah be'emsa. I could have gave a case of 1 2/3 on one side of leather, and 1 2/3 on the other side, and in the center, 2 2/3. Which is, bottom line, you're going to get to the same 6, which you have to get to. But what? I can show you a principle that the only way to overpower the 2 2/3 of airspace, you need to combine both sides. Which is, if you hold it, that's what I was coming to teach you. That you need the both sides, and you could use both sides of Omid to overpower the Parutz. Why would I give a case where the Omed and the Parutz are equal? I should have gave you a case where it's each side is less, and therefore only by combining both you'd be able to overpower the Parutz, which means make it more pronounced. And therefore, how do you do that? 1 2/3, 1 2/3, 2 2/3. And therefore, you need both sides in order to be more than the 2 2/3. From the fact that he didn't give that case, must be that that was not his point. Must be his point was different. If you want it, the palginun, if you want to say that we're arguing, Avdimi says, Befarutz ke'omed palginan. We're arguing on a different thing. We're arguing, do you say that the parutz becomes like the omed when they're the same measurement? Meaning, I hold that when you have two of leather and two of parutz, they're equal. So I say that the parutz becomes like omed because they're equal. So long as it's not more than already, you could say that it overpowers it, and we look at the parutz as if it is omed, even when it is equal. Nothing to talk about taking two sides. Here we're talking about omed to parutz when it's the same. And Ravin must hold that you don't say that, because he gave the shiur of 1.5 to 1, because he needs it to be more than the parutz, because if it was the same as the parutz, it would not be omed keparutz. So that is indeed the ma'arutin of Ravimi and Ravin. Do you say omed keparutz, meaning when it's the same, it becomes like omed, or not? Ravimi says you do, 2 and 2, and Ravin says no, it was 1.5 and 1. Baruch Adonai le'olam, amen v'amen. To all our listeners of the Daf HaYomi, to make Masechet Eruvin a little easier, we are using a sefer called HaMa'or HaMevo'ar. It is put out by Me'orot Daf HaYomi. It is available in bookstores. It has a lot of different pictures of the different cases throughout the Masechet, and it goes according to the Dapim. So whenever we mention, and there's also a number next to each picture that goes out, goes throughout the Masechet. So whenever we mention a number of a picture, for example, see picture number 52, we're referring to picture number 52 in that book. So I would advise our listeners to get the sif and follow along, just so you can know exactly the configuration of the situation that we are talking about, the school of mitzvot.